This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More trouble for Boeing. Thousands of its workers are on strike, turning down a deal that would have increased wages by 25% over 4 years. Union official John Holden.
This is about respect. This is about addressing the past. And this is about fighting for our future. Our members rejected the contract by 94.6%.
Aircraft assembly workers walked off the job at Boeing factories near Seattle and elsewhere. Boeing says it's willing to work on a new agreement. An Alaska Airlines jet taking off in Nashville had to brake fast to avoid possibly hitting a Southwest Airlines plane. The FAA says the Alaska pilots aborted their takeoff yesterday because the Southwest plane was cleared to cross the end of the same runway. The cleanup is underway after what was Hurricane Francine. It slammed into Louisiana.
Emergency crews began clearing roads, utility workers started restoring electricity, and neighbors helped pick up the pieces. At its peak, more than 450,000 people were without power. New Orleans got more rain than expected, and an off-duty emergency room nurse received kudos from the governor for helping to rescue a pickup driver trapped under an overpass by rushing water.
Sprung into action, grabbing a hammer from his home and smashed one of the windows, saving this driver's life.
Miles Crawford tells the AP,
"This is nothing compared to what we all do on a daily basis."
The water was up to the driver's head and rising.
By the time I got him out of there, the entire truck was submerged.
I'm Jennifer King.
Vice President Harris rallies supporters in battleground Pennsylvania today. Donald Trump campaigns in California and Nevada. He'll hold a news conference today, too. A new AP poll finds that most Americans think they need to limit how much political news they get to avoid feeling information overload. McDonald's is extending its $5 value meal until December. This is AP News. So, what do you think of chatbots? The AP's Jackie Quinn with the results of a new AP survey.
More and more Americans are using artificial intelligence in the form of chatbots and search engines, but there are doubts about their accuracy. A new AP Newark Center USA Fact Survey finds only about 8% of Americans believe the results produced by chatbots like ChatGPT are always or often based on factual information. It's only a little better, 12%, for Bing and Google search engines assisted by AI. This will be important as early voting gets underway. A gathering of elections officials found artificial intelligence tools did poorly on basic questions, like where to find the nearest polling place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.